But let's go to the controversy that's swirling around retired military chief Jim Molan on his first day in federal parliament. He was sworn in today as a Liberal senator for New South Wales, replacing ex-Nationals Senator Fiona Nash, who was disqualified over dual citizenship. But almost immediately, he was forced to defend shares on his Facebook page from a year ago of videos from the far-right group Britain First. Here's Eliza Borello.
Jim Molan's parliamentary career began in the usual way.
I, Jim Molan, do swear that I will be faithful and bear true allegiance to Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II, her heirs and successors according to law, so help me God.
But within hours, he found himself in the cut and thrust of political life, defending videos he'd shared online a year ago. One of them purports to show Muslim men attacking a police car in France. Another, Muslim men allegedly harassing and assaulting young women.
What an inauspicious start for Jim Molan in the Senate.
The videos were originally shared by the far-right UK group Britain First, and when the US President Donald Trump retweeted similar posts, he was condemned by the British Prime Minister Theresa May. At the time, her spokesman said the group sought to divide communities by peddling lies and stoking tensions. Recently, President Trump apologised on British television for his tweets, saying he knew nothing about Britain First.
If you're telling me that the horrible people, horrible racist people, I would certainly apologise if you'd like me to do that. I know nothing about them.
Doug Cameron says Jim Molan should do the same.
What's wrong with this guy's intellect if he's trawling around, Britain First websites and just putting this terrible stuff out on his website, supposedly justified as creating debate? We don't want that debate in this country.
But Senator Molan is not backing down.
I've got a headline in front of me here which says, New Liberal Senator Jim Molan posts inflammatory anti-Muslim videos. They are totally right. I am a new senator. I'm a Liberal senator and they were videos. But Eliza, every other part of that is just rubbish.
So you don't think they're inflammatory?
No, I don't think they're inflammatory because they're not racist. They are not racist. And people like Doug Cameron, is Doug going to say I should apologise for taking a line on violence? I spent 40 years of my life, Eliza, as a soldier. I have accompanied five countries, not Australians. If I was a racist, I wouldn't have been in these five separate countries. I've accompanied five countries down the road to democracy. I've put my life on the line for major Islamic Muslim countries in this world, and I find it deeply offensive that this cheapo hack at me has come out on day one when I'm a senator.
I don't think anyone would dispute that there's violence in these videos. What is at issue here is whether they're credible, whether they are actually being perpetrated by Muslims against non-Muslims. Can you verify that is the case?
No, I can't verify it because I did them, as you said, I did them a year ago. The headline in the Sydney Morning Herald, on the online version of the Sydney Morning Herald, implies that I have become a senator and I've posted racist videos. I can't remember these videos. Secondly, having gone back and looked at them, what strikes me about them is not the Islamist side of us, the Islamic side of it, but the violence. The violence. And it is just duplicitous for anyone to be coming out now and saying that this is anti-Islam. As I say, I've accompanied five countries down their road to democracies. Two of them were enormous Islamic countries. I put my life on the line for Islamic countries, for people to come out now and say that this is racist or is anti-Islamic, I find deeply offensive.
But I imagine during your military career, every action you took was based on evidence. Have you got evidence that these videos do actually involve Muslim people perpetrating violence against non-Muslims?
No, but I see what I see in the videos, and I invite everyone who's watching this program or listening to this program to have a look at those videos and you can judge for yourself. Were they faked? That's an interesting question. The Sydney Morning Herald says they're faked. I don't know whether they're faked. Do you, Eliza, know whether they're faked? Perhaps they are true. The point I'm making is that I did this a long time ago. I did it because of the violence that was there. And, you know, are you going to say that these people faked a riot against police?
Labor says the Prime Minister should force Senator Molan to apologise for the posts.
Eliza Borello reporting.